Welcome to the 9 to 5 Wellness Podcast, a show about corporate wellness solutions with innovators and forward-thinking leaders who are at the forefront of the workplace wellness movement. I'm your host, Aisha Tahir. Hello, and welcome to this episode of 9 to 5 Wellness Show. In today's show, we are going to talk about power of doing less at work. And this topic is kind of like very important to me personally, because in today's fast-paced business world, we are always multitasking. I work with my clients and they tell me how they have like 10 things that they're working on at one time. And I tend to do the same. And honestly, multitasking is often like praised. In reality, by focusing on a smaller number of tasks and executing them exceptionally well is where you can achieve greater levels of success. And for taking a deep dive into this topic, I have my wonderful friend, Amelia Knoll, with me over here. Amelia is a master certified coach, podcast host, Columbia MBA, and former Wall Street investment banker and Fortune 500 strategy consultant who helps overworked and overwhelmed corporate professionals break free from the stress of the corporate grind and create sustainable success in their careers. Through her one-on-one Breaking Free from the Grind coaching program and podcast, corporate workshops, and speaking events, Amelia has helped hundreds of clients working for companies in business, finance, and corporate law. So I'm super excited to talk to Amelia about this. Welcome, Amelia.
Thank you, Aisha. It's so good to be back and see you again.
It's so good to have you here. You know, I have been really struggling with this myself, and I see my clients struggling with this all the time too. And I want to start with this multitasking that we are doing a lot of, especially, I don't know, I feel like since I work from home, I tend to get more distracted. Like, I'm going to finish an email and then I have a spreadsheet that I'm working on. And I haven't even finished the email yet. And I just switch. Everyone thinks that it seems to be an effective way to get more done in less time, but that's not the case. So let's debunk the myth of multitasking.
Let's do it. So it's so interesting, right? Because from a really young age, growing up in school, then going on to college and business school and whatnot, I feel like this idea of multitasking, we've been told, is highly prized and highly coveted. And so many of us, myself included, for over a decade when I was working in corporate, thought that, oh, my ability to jump from task to task to task to task to task is something that's going to benefit my employer and benefit my team, or even personally benefit my family, benefit my friends, those around me. The reality is that a focused brain will create more focused results. A brain that's present, a brain that's engaged, a brain that's focused produces the most effective, focused, potent products, whether it's personal results or professional results. Whereas a scattered brain, a brain that is fixated on multitasking, jumping from task to task to task to task to task, actually produces more scattered results. What's also interesting when it comes to multitasking is that studies have shown there is actually, they call it a mental switching tax, when we are changing constantly the types of activities that we're trying to do back to back to back. So for example, if we are trying to multitask and we're jumping from doing more creative tasks at the beginning of our day to suddenly jumping to something that feels very administrative, to then jumping to something else that feels very high level, big picture thinking, there is an actual ramp up and ramp down that our brain needs to go through. And so when we're constantly ramping up or ramping down to change the type of task our brain is doing, it takes us more time and more energy and more stamina and more brain power to make those switches. So when we're multitasking, when we're switching between all those different types of tasks, we're actually slowing ourselves down and we're not showing up as well as we could be for that next task that we need to do.
I have read a research study on this very recently, and that was kind of like the food for thought for this conversation too, that our brains aren't designed to handle multiple tasks simultaneously, like physiologically, and I'm going to talk about physiology, of course.
Yeah.
Physiologically, when we switch rapidly between the tasks, it leads to more mistakes and decreased productivity and burnout. So it's like we think our brain is capable of doing it, but you're actually, just like you said, you're actually switching from one task to the next. So your brain is continuously, think of it like as an on-off switch. So, you know, you're just turning it on and off continuously. If you did that to a light bulb, how distracting that would be, right?
Yes. And how much quickly the light bulb would burn out.
Exactly. That's what you're doing to your brain, though. I can't tell you how many times I have felt frustrated because I would invite someone to like a professional event and then forget to follow up, or, you know, I'd message someone to propose an idea for like, you know, a collaboration or a business. And then I'm so busy to follow through it. And I can see how, like, if I did less and focused on just one task, I would have better relationships, better collaborations, and not just for myself and my business, but like just for organizations and institutions at large, like if we started implementing it. So why doing less, but doing it well, is better for you, for the organization, for our well-being, and for the rest of the world?
Yes, yes. And that idea that you're saying, doing less but better, is such a powerful mindset and motto to embrace in your professional life as well as in your personal life. So, you know, you mentioned earlier, my specialty and area of expertise is helping high performing corporate professionals who are working very stressful jobs and are feeling overworked and are feeling overwhelmed actually create more sustainable success for themselves by doing less but better. So often if we are high achieving or if we're high performing, we have the thought, we have the belief that more is more. If I do more, I'll help more people out, I'll create more value, I'll do better on my performance reviews. And oftentimes what we do when we have beliefs like that is that we are the source, we are the driving force of our overworking. And we can tend to over-deliver in a way that's not helpful to our clients or our teams, or if it's a personal situation, our family or our friends. We tend to overcomplicate deliverables or overcomplicate how we're approaching something. And what we so often do is we get asked to do something, or something comes up that we might be interested in, like you said, a potential business connection or a partnership. And we just dive right in without first stopping to think, is this something I want? Is this a top priority for me? And if it is, secondly, what is the most important thing I want to accomplish by doing this task? So what is the most single most important thing I want to accomplish by reaching out and fostering this relationship, by saying yes to this request, by starting to pursue a new endeavor? When we can actually stop and ask ourselves, do I want to do this? Why is it important to me? And what's the most important thing I want to create here? We will create and do less work, but it will actually be better. It'll be more meaningful. It'll be more impactful. And that's a huge mindset shift to make, especially if you're naturally a high performer and a high achiever, whether that's in your professional life or your personal life.
Yeah. Just to simplify the tasks, right? Mm-hmm. Simplify and then create some space for yourself to understand, is this the right thing to do? And just like you said, what are you trying to accomplish through this? Yeah. So I want to talk about what you're trying to accomplish through this project, or just in general, when we are working on different projects, or when we are working in our own businesses, like in our own organization, like you and I do. I want to talk about how it's connected to our purpose and how doing less can help us actually connect better to our why we are doing this. Do you have any tips for that?
Yeah, so in terms of connecting to your purpose, a lot of times I work with clients who, they're feeling overworked, they're feeling overwhelmed, and they're very unhappy in their current career. And they're doing so much at work and working so many hours doing all of the things, doing more, that they aren't able to create time and space first to simply explore, what is my purpose? What do I like doing? What do I want for my career? What do I want for my life? What are my unique gifts? How do I want to serve this world? And so, when we're able to embrace first doing less, to start asking ourselves every day, how can I simplify what's on my plate? What is something I can delete from my plate or delegate to someone else on my plate? When we actually start asking ourselves those questions and embracing doing less, we're able to create real time and space in terms of hours to start exploring, what do I want to do with my life? How do I want to serve this world? How do I want to show up in this world? So that's the first way that doing less and embracing the art of doing less allows us to create time and space to meaningfully explore, what do I want my purpose to be?
Having that space to explore what do I want my purpose to be? Because without it, if you're not enjoying the process, I think it comes down to like you're not in love with your work anymore. If you're doing so much that you're exhausted and you're not enjoying it, you're gonna lose your sense of purpose, right? Simplifying your workflow, delegating the work to others, setting boundaries, right, around how much you can take on, not necessarily saying yes to everyone and everything, which tends to be hard to do, right? Let's talk about that a little bit. Setting
It's
boundaries
so
and
hard.
how it ties into doing less.
Exactly. Setting boundaries and saying no, whether you're actually using the word NO or some other form of, I can't, take on this task right now. It is so hard because for so many of us, and this is something I struggled with for years when I worked in corporate, we want to be helpful. We want to be a good team player. We want to be there for our family and friends. We don't want to let other people down.
Right.
And so, in order to actually start embracing saying no, or not right now, or later in the future, or even asking, who else could help you with this task or this need, we
Right.
really have to start shifting how we see and how we think about setting boundaries themselves and saying no. Saying no and setting boundaries, it's not a bad thing. It doesn't mean you're letting people down. I offer to clients I work with that the more you can embrace setting boundaries and see setting boundaries, saying no as a helpful thing to
Right.
those around you, because it makes you a more relaxed, rejuvenated, focused person. If we start seeing setting boundaries and saying no as a helpful thing, as a positive thing, as a way to be there for ourselves and those around us, the more willing we will be to actually start doing it. And I always offer start small. So if you're not used to setting boundaries or saying no, I always say start by doing something really simple and easy. So start every day looking for one boundary that you want to set, like decide that first thing in the day, or look for ways, one simple thing that you can say no to or not now to, or who else can you ask to help you with this? A super easy one for anyone that works in the corporate world is declining a calendar invite. So for those of us that work in corporate, so often we get pulled into to meetings that we know we don't really need to be a part of. And so that's a really simple way to get in the habit of saying, quote unquote, no to something is by declining meeting invite requests that you know you really don't have to be a part of the meeting.
Yes. Yeah, I know. Like, with all my corporate clients. There are so many meetings on the schedule. A lot of times they are unable to actually even block the schedule to do their work.
Right.
So evaluating your priorities and then understanding where you need to be and where you can actually, you know, just maybe get a summary of the meeting at the end and not be
exactly there.
That's wonderful. So, okay, for our listeners who want to embrace doing less and embrace a new philosophy of work, which we are talking about, like one that values sustainability, well-being, and holistic growth, what are some tips beyond like setting boundaries where they can actually, that can help them create a work schedule where they're doing less, but they're awesomely productive?
Yes, yes, such a great question. So there are a few tools and concepts that I offer to my clients to help them do less, but better. So the first is I always offer, we want to embrace developing what I call a mission critical mindset. So instead of working or being from a mindset of I have to do all of the things, I have to over deliver, we want to embrace a mission critical mindset. And so what a mission critical mindset is a mindset that commits to only focusing on the one thing that's most mission critical for you that day, and tabling or deleting or delegating everything else. A mission critical mindset, it's a highly effective, it's a highly focused, it's a highly present and productive mindset that feels good. So when we're embracing a mission critical mindset, when we're consciously telling ourselves and identifying what is the single most important thing, the single most mission critical thing I want to focus on this hour or this afternoon or this day, we become very calm, very flexible, very creative, and it feels very refreshing. It's not stressful. And so in order to start training yourself to develop a mission critical mindset, I offer that you ask yourself three questions at the start of your day. So before you turn on your computer, before you check your phone for that day, and those three questions are what, why, and when. So the what is asking yourself, what is the number one most mission critical thing I want to focus on for a set period of time? So again, whether it's that morning, that hour, this day, actually identifying that for yourself and writing it down so you are constantly reminded of it. Put it on a sticky note on your monitor, you know, write it in your journal, however, you know, whatever you use that you'll see it. The Right. second question I want you to ask yourself is, why is that thing so mission critical? When we're able to really consciously remind ourselves or tell ourselves why this thing is the most important for me this morning or this hour, it creates a sense of certainty for ourselves. We feel good about focusing our effort on that thing. And it also creates commitment to that actual thing. So we feel committed to staying focused, even if someone else comes in and is asking us to do someone else. And then the third question I want to ask yourself is, by when do you want to accomplish that thing? So is it by the end of this morning? Is it by the end of the day, the end of the hour? I always tell clients that the task will take as long as you tell yourself it will take. Usually what we do is we don't take a moment and tell ourselves, we don't consciously decide when we want to complete this task. We just kind of jump in and do it. And so when we do that, we're not as effective with our time and we burn ourselves out because either we tell ourselves, oh my gosh, this thing needs to be done right now, right away. I got to go heads down, do it. When the reality is there's no rush, or the opposite, we aren't as effective with our time because we tell ourselves if we haven't decided on when we want to be done with something, oh, I can procrastinate. I can, you know, do some things over here, do some things over here. And then right before we actually need to get the thing done, it's like this mad dash at the finish line to do it. Neither is an effective use of our time. Neither is a sustainable way to approach what's on our plate. And so really developing a mission critical mindset, getting clear on what's the most important thing you're going to focus on for a set period of time, why is it so important? And then by when do you want to complete the task helps us create sustainable success in our personal lives and our professional lives.
I was actually talking to a client this week, And this is exactly what has been happening for her. Not setting a timeline is causing her to procrastinate. And I just said those exact words that you said, that whatever time you give to yourself, you're going to actually finish the work in that. So you have to decide, like, realistically, what kind of time it's going to take you to work on this project so that you don't procrastinate every month, because she has the same kind of projects every month. And it's almost like in exercise and fitness industry, we call them SMART goals. It's almost that concept as you were talking about it. Is it achievable? And then is it realistic? And then what is the time? So setting a timeline helps you to accomplish the task. And as you said, it could be either you're giving yourself way too much time or you're giving yourself way too little time and then rushing and getting exhausted in that way. I recommend my clients to practice mindfulness in the day before they set up the workstation in the morning. Now, one of my activities that I would suggest to them would be write down your most important task of the day and then set a timeline for that, because that can also be one of the ways to practice mindfulness, and that would set them up for success. Thank you for sharing the
Of
three question
course.
process.
Of course. I do this every day for myself as well. And it has been incredible just over the years of doing this, how much it has helped me embrace a more sustainable mindset in my personal life and in my business. And it's so fun to see it working for clients as well.
Any parting thoughts? Anything you would like to add on to this topic?
Yeah, I think that the last thing I will say is, especially for those of us that consider ourselves overachievers or high performers, doing less can feel and will feel scary at first because it's changing things up on yourself. You're doing things differently. And so our brain senses change as being unsafe. So I want to normalize that as you start experimenting with doing less, feelings of fear or doubt or even frustration will be normal. And the other thing I want to say too is when you think of doing less as an art form, it requires experimentation. It requires trying new things. It requires making some mistakes along the way too. And so I would just offer that doing less but better looks different for everyone. It's an experimentation, it's a process. And I just encourage you to be really kind with yourself as you're starting to implement embracing a more mission-critical mindset and asking yourself, what's the number one thing I need to focus on today? Or asking yourself, what can I delete? What can I delegate? Have kindness, have compassion, stay curious throughout the process.
I just love this. First of all, you know me so well.
We're very much aligned.
Overachiever, and then going hard on yourself if you can.
It changes day to day, hour to hour. So it's a matter of just constantly being kind, reminding yourself we're experimenting. There's no perfect way to do this.
Yeah. And there isn't. There isn't. And I think changing the mindset is so important that don't think of it as a failure, because it's the process. It's part of the process. You have come to that part of the process where you now understand that this certain way of work is not going to be productive for you yourself, because we are all unique individuals. No one system can work for each and every one of us. So it's just a sign that, you now understand what's not going to work for you. And you experiment, like you said, try something different, try something new, keeping that curious mindset, like just being curious about what else can you do. Maybe you're more productive in the mornings, maybe you're more productive in the afternoons, maybe you're more productive in the evenings when you put your kids to bed. Like, it depends on your life and people in your life too. Don't discount that. And
Yes.
I'm thinking, oh no, I'm just going to get all of this done in the morning. And if I'm not doing that, I'm unsuccessful. In my practice too, I see a lot of people just going down on themselves, judging themselves because they think that there's one way of doing stuff. When that's the mindset we have, we just stop exploring. So I'm so glad you mentioned that. Okay. So Amelia, I'm sure our listeners are curious where they can find you and where they can learn more about you.
Yeah, definitely. So in terms of about myself and my practice and programs and coaching I offer, my website is probably the best place for all of that. So that's www.amelianoelcoaching.com. And I'm happy to share that with you, Aisha, to drop in the show notes or whatnot. If you love this type of work, and if you're a corporate professional who feels overworked and overwhelmed, you're wanting to create more sustainable success in your career, another great way to follow me and to get tips and information and tools on creating more sustainable success in your career is to listen to my weekly podcast. It's called Breaking Free from the Grind. New episodes drop every Friday at 9 Eastern. Actually, the episode dropping tomorrow, April 12th, will be on the power of doing less. So it's a great compliment to this chat here. And then also you can follow me on LinkedIn, Amelia Noel, or on Instagram at Breaking Free from the Grind. So great ways to connect, find out more about my programs and coaching, as well as get some free tips and tools on how to create more sustainable success in your career.
Great. Thank you. I'm going to include all of your links in the show notes, and then the listeners will be able to find you. And make sure that you listen to Amelia's podcast episode that drops this week. This episode, the week that this drops, which is like Sunday of this week. What are we in today? Let me just check the date. It is April 11th. So that would drop like the Sunday of this week. So yeah, it would be the same week. So you will get a lot of like good tips about power
this over life.
And thank you, Amelia. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you so much, Aisha. It's so great always chatting with you. And so good to see you again, too.
Same here.
If you like this show today, please share it with your friends and family members. And don't forget to subscribe to our show so that you can get fresh episodes every week.